Hey, I am Scott, and I am an American in Bangkok. Yeah, I'm in Bangkok, and I want to leave. I want to go somewhere. I'm ready to get the fungulo out of here. Go somewhere. I don't care if it's for a three-day weekend, but I just want to get out of Thailand. I like to be traveling. I mean, what can I say, man? You know, it's something that I enjoy, and I feel like if I don't have a camera in my hand, and I'm not sitting in a hotel getting ready to go take some photos, for some reason I feel like I'm not alive 100%, you know? I mean, when I'm out there, like my trip to Nepal, I felt alive. I felt like, hey, man, this is what it's all about. So, you know, I got some stuff planned. Here's the deal. I haven't told anybody about this, and some of you may know what I'm talking about. But some of you might not. Now, I'm not a big fan of AirAsia, and I'm not receiving anything for what I'm about to tell you. I'm definitely not. They're not giving me shit, and I will never be. I don't care how much they give me. I'm not going to be somebody who plugs AirAsia. I'm not necessarily trying to plug them, but they have such a deal that for people who are trying to save a buck and quite a bit more, they have a way that you can, that a lot of people don't know about, that you can save quite a bit of cash. And I've only told one person. It was my buddy. And I actually did a video with him. His name was Scott, and he was an IT guy. I did a video with him, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. And he's been on the show, so to speak. And he was surprised because he used what I'm about to tell you to go to Cambodia, and he saved quite a bit of money. Now, here's the deal. I did a quick look to compare, and I'll give you an example. This imaginary trip that I was going to go on is from Bangkok to Ho Chi Minh City. Now, if you just buy a ticket to Ho Chi Minh City, the ticket's going to cost you about 4,670 baht, and then if you reserve, two mid-priced seats. These are not the best seats in the airplane, which, to be honest, any time that I ever used them, I always bought the best seats because I always wanted to be where I wanted to sit, which was somewhere that I get in and out very quickly and that nobody is going to be banging into me all the time. Anyway, so the mid-priced seats are like 400 baht each, so each way. So if you factor that in and then you... the price of the ticket was 4,670 baht. Now, obviously, these are going to change at different times, but I did compare using the same dates. It was 4,670 baht. You factor in the 800 baht for the seats. I'm not even going to say that you're going to pay for food or any other little, you know, gadgets or gizmos they're trying to sell you. And then they charge you 3% for if you pay with an ATM card. Now, you don't have to pay with that. You can go into 7-Eleven or whatever here in Thailand or wherever the city is, as long as there's an AirAsia there. There are certain locations that you can go and pay. But we'll just say you pay with a credit card. So the total price is 4,670 plus 800 plus 3%. Now, if you get a hotel room, and I picked a rather low-priced hotel that had a good rating. It was 3 stars. And the name of the place, it was in Ho Chi Minh City, was Hoang Le Hotel. H-O-A-N-G-L-E Hotel. That place was about 800 baht a night. Okay? So 1,600 baht. Now, 1,600 baht, 1,600 baht, you're looking at about 7,200 baht total. If you add the 1,600 plus the 800 plus the 4,670 plus the 3%, you're talking about 7,200 baht, okay? Now, if you go to AirAsia and you simply go to their website, and on their website, you will see at the top page, at the top of the page, it will say flights, hotels, flight and hotel, car. Okay, this is on the left side of their page. Now, if you just want to, you just want the flights. Well, that's what the price worked out to. So 7,200 baht. Now, if you go to flight and hotel, it will bring up. You're gonna have to put in the dates and everything. It will bring up a list of hotels in Ho Chi Minh City. Now, here's where you save. You pick out your hotel. Now, in this case, I used the same hotel so I get an accurate comparison. So I went to the Hoang Le Hotel, and the price of the airfare was with the hotel for two nights was 3,304 baht. Plus you got to pay the 3%. However, we're going to add in the mid-priced seat reservations, which are 400 baht each. So that's 4,100 baht. Okay, 4,104. 3% of that, I'm going to say it's 146. So that makes, what did I say here? 800 to 4,104, 146. Okay, so 4,200 baht. Now, so if you go to flights and hotel on AirAsia, and you reserve your flight and your hotel, and you pay for it online, the cost would be 4,200 baht to go to Ho Chi Minh City from Bangkok. Round trip. If you purchase the flight and the hotel separately, I priced the ticket on AirAsia, and I priced the hotel on Agoda.com. Then you're going to pay 7,200 baht. So instead of paying 7,200 baht, you can pay 4,200 baht and get a hotel room. You save 3,000 baht. It's almost $100 on a total of what is about $200. So if you do it separately, it's going to cost you about 200 bucks. And if you do it with where you purchase the flight and the hotel at the same time, you're going to pay like, it's about $120. So you're saving 80 bucks, which is huge. I mean, it's not a huge amount of money, but when you consider that you're saving 80 bucks, which is a huge percentage of what the total cost is, it really works out as a good deal. So a lot of people don't know about that. And if you're trying to save a buck, and you know, you don't want to listen to me and say that, you know, AirAsia is a piece of shit airline, which I don't like them, but they're a fucking budget airline who tries to cut corners and who, you know, they ream you for just about anything that you can. Every time that I have ever flown on them, pretty much every time, I refuse to check in any baggage. First of all, I don't trust them. I don't know, but they're going to be able to deliver my baggage. And I feel more comfortable carrying this stuff on me. Now, and usually what I did was I only used them for short trips. I've never went anywhere that was far away on AirAsia. I haven't flown to Australia on AirAsia or Japan or anything like that. Usually, and it doesn't matter if I fly on Bangkok Air or AirAsia. I mean, to be completely honest, I if I'm going on a short trip like to Cambodia, to Laos, to Myanmar, well, maybe not Myanmar. It depends on how long I'm staying in the place. But if I'm only staying for, say, two or three nights, I bring a camera, maybe two cameras, preferably one small of my smaller cameras, one of my mid-sized SLRs or DSLRs, and maybe I bring the GoPro, okay? And then I bring, you know, I wear my clothes, and I'll bring maybe two pairs of underwear, a couple pairs of socks, a couple T-shirts, and maybe one pair of shorts. So, and I'll have the shoes that are on me, and then that's it. I carry one bag. And I carry that onto the plane because I don't want to have to deal with luggage, and I like to travel light. And it's, I mean, you know, of course I have stuff like, I have stuff like,
What was I going to say? I just completely blanked out. Imagine that. Must have been too many shots to the head and too much marijuana use in my younger days. Yeah. Unbelievable. My memory is shot. Onset of Alzheimer's or whatever. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I like to travel light. And I don't want to have to lug around a bunch of bags. I mean, listen, when it comes down to it, if you're only in a place for 2 or 3 nights, you fucking put your shoes on, you wear your clothes, you bring a couple t-shirts or maybe one nice shirt and a t-shirt or two, you bring your underwear and an extra pair of jeans or shorts, and that's all you need. And for me, I carry it's actually a Converse bag that I found right in the Mall of Bankipi. It's just like a messenger bag. I'd say it's about 14 inches tall by 18 inches long. I can put my laptop in there, a couple of cameras, a couple of pairs of underwear, a couple of t-shirts, a pair or two of socks, and maybe a pair of shorts, and then, you know, my toothbrush and stuff like that, and that's it. And it's fine. It's not like I can't fill it up. I mean, that it's too full and it's going to... It's gonna split the zipper or anything. There's room left over. So for me that works well. Now if you are flying on AirAsia and you want to save money, then you don't want to check in any baggage because they fucking charge you. They charge you to eat. So you know, I mean, bring a little orange on board or something, or bring a granola bar, whatever it is, protein bar, power bar, whatever it is. Bring something for yourself, a bag of peanuts. But it is very helpful for people, especially when they're trying to do a visa run or something like that. I think that while I like to say fuck AirAsia, the truth is that if I needed to use them again, I probably would use them if I had to. If I was in a pinch and I didn't have the money to go somewhere, but I really needed to go there and I felt it was worthwhile, I might use them. I wouldn't want to use them. I'm not happy about using them, but I probably would in a pinch, just because, I mean, what else are you going to do? There's only a couple airlines that fly to Cambodia, okay, from Bangkok direct. You know, you don't want to have to fly from Bangkok to Malaysia, and then go from Malaysia to Cambodia. Now, yesterday I did a video on YouTube, and that video was about the 190 Muslims who were terminated for walking out on after work. They went home. And because of a dispute about their prayer time, they didn't come back for 3 days. And the company's policy is that after 3 days, if you don't call, you don't show up, you're fired. You're out of there. And in my opinion, you're quitting. You're fired because you quit. As simple as that. Now, there's quite a few people chiming in on this, which I find to be, you know, wonderful. I like to see what people think. Only one guy said anything about how the Muslims should be, they should get their unemployment and that they should have the right to pray. And that guy happened to be somebody religious. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but I do remember seeing that he was, I don't know if he was a pastor or something, or I don't know what it was, but he was involved in religion. And I thought to myself, well, maybe he feels that way because he's religious. I'm not religious. Personally, I don't think you should. Why would you bring religion into the workplace? Oh, because it's part of our religion that we have to pray during work time. We have to pray all hours of the day. Well, you know what? Then pray on your break time. And the problem was that these people were not given their break time when they wanted the break time. Tough shit! And as one person astutely, he's one of my longtime subscribers who now lives in, who made a successful transition to Thailand and is quite happy after having a little bit of apprehension about coming to this place because of how things things, situations are rectified or not rectified. I hate that word, rectified. You know why? Because it makes me think of rectum. How issues are solved. He wrote, why is this even an issue? I live in Thailand and I know the rules. If they, speaking of these Somalians, come to the United States, they should know the rules and live by them. If they want their religious beliefs catered to, then living in an Islamic country is the obvious place to live. End of discussion. And that's what I say. Now, you know, you can make all kinds of arguments about, well, you know, this is what America is founded on, freedom of religion. Yeah, freedom of religion. Not freedom of religion to practice whenever the fuck you want. Because why should a company have to stop? I don't give a fuck if it's one person or 50 people. Why should they have to stop production or decrease their production because these motherfuckers want to go, I want to go pray right now. You sound like a little fucking kid. Put your thumb up your ass. I want to go pray. Let me go pray. Listen, go pray on your fucking break time. And you get your break time at 11 o'clock. And if that's not good enough, fuck off and get out of here. And maybe that's what the guy said. Because they're saying, one story says that one of the representatives of the, Council for American Islamic Relations has said that one of the supervisors said, well, if you want to pray, go home. Now, I personally think that, you know, if I look at both sides. I think that, you know, you got to look at it from two standpoints. And I think that if you believe that the supervisor just went, hey, buddy, you want to pray, go home, I think you're fucking deluding yourself. Because probably what happened was the guy said, listen, you got break at 10:30. Take your break at 10:30. Go and pray at 10:30. No, I want to pray with my friends. Right now it's 9:45. Well, you can't. You need to take your break when you take your fucking break. That's why we schedule your break. No, I don't want it. Well, then go home. You can pray at home. That's probably what happened. Now, of course, I'm assuming this. And we all know what, if you ever watch Bad News Bears, you know what the word assume means. Makes an ass out of you and me when you assume something. However, in this case, I'm going to assume that these guys, first of all, why the fuck does religion have anything to do? What does it have to do with work? If you're not working in a church, guess what? It shouldn't have to do. I don't want to know your fucking religion. You're not allowed to ask the religion when you hire somebody. So why are they allowed to use that religion as, it's almost a weapon in the workplace? Well, we don't want to do this. We don't. My Muslim brothers, fuck that. I don't give a fuck what religion you are. I'm not religious and I don't believe in it. So if you want to get technical, I don't give a fuck what your religion is because I don't believe in religion. But of course, if you want to have an open mind, you're going to say, well, I'm very sorry, but religion does not factor into our workplace. So guess what? There is a prayer room, and when you're on your time, which is not work time, you can go into the prayer room and pray. As simple as that. Now, I would probably venture another guess that the majority of people who are watching YouTube are from the Western world or from somewhat modern countries. The majority of my subscribers or my viewers come from the United States, Australia, Thailand, the UK, and other parts of Europe. That and some come from Japan, okay? Some come from China, some come from Korea. But the majority come from the United States, first and foremost. Australia, UK, where else? Thailand. So I would venture, I guess, that the people that are watching they tend to be on my side, or on the side of these Muslims should not be allowed to just, you know, determine whenever the fuck their break should be. Because if I look at my comments, and there's this video has only been up for, barely been up a day. There's 57 comments, which is a fair amount for this period of time for me, for my channel. And I would say that, you know, you got one guy here who says, could Christians refuse to work on Sundays? Whoever works on Sundays, Sabbath shall be put to death. Religion is a joke. Well, you see, this is the thing. I think that some people, they take their religion so seriously that if perhaps they did work on Sunday, they wouldn't work on Sunday. They would say, no, I'm not going to work on Sunday. Well, then guess what? You got to find a new fucking job, because maybe your job is to work at a liquor store on Sunday, or work at Target or Walmart or wherever the fuck you work, Home Depot. On a Sunday, you got a Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. You work on Saturday and Sunday, and you got Wednesday and Thursday off. I mean, how the fuck do I know? All I know is that if you're supposed to work on Sunday. Guess what? If you can't work on Sunday because you're religion, then go find another fucking job. If one person did this, people wouldn't give a shit. But because it's 190, people are fucking whining and crying. Now, one thing that made me laugh is, Scott, I'm reading these comments. Scott, without a doubt, you are one politically incorrect infidel who I am happy to call my brother. Happy New Year. Well, listen, like I said, I got no problem with religion, and I think that, you know, there was a time when I was younger that I actually thought to myself, wow, you know, maybe there is a God, And I was not brought up as a religious person. I didn't go to church. I didn't go to temple. I didn't practice religion. And I'm thankful for that, because it gave me time to think for myself whether I wanted religion in my life. And you could say what you want about me, about how, you know, my personality or whatever, but the bottom line is that I'm a decent person. I don't go around killing and robbing and stealing and stabbing and murdering people. You know, I got foul language. Aside from that, I view myself as a pretty moral person who I can get along with just about anybody. And the reason is because I do have an open mind. And I understand that these people would like to have a break and do their break when they want. But, you know, listen, this is the real world, guys. You know, these are a bunch of Somalians. Who knows, you know, they probably came from Somalia, and who knows what the fuck they were doing there. Now they come to the United States. Well, we want this, we want that. We know about our rights. Oh, fuck you. You don't even have the right to be here, motherfucker. If we didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here. View it as a gift. Just like I view it as a gift to be allowed into Thailand. Listen, I don't like everything about Thailand. In fact, some things I can't stand. And there are things about Thai people I can't stand. And most of the time, I can take the word Thai away from that particular situation. And many, many times, it will just be that particular person. It won't be because they're Thai. It's not a Thai thing. Because a lot of, it's like, oh, well, I just read today, oh, there's a lot of scams in Southeast Asia. Okay, let me remove Southeast Asia and say, there are a lot of scams in Thailand. Oh, really? Jesus, are there not a lot of scams in the United States? Are there not a lot of scams in the fucking UK? I mean, look at all the fucking Guy Ritchie movies about scams having to do, they take place in the UK. There's fucking scams all over the world. So why make a fucking idiotic statement? Oh, there's scams in Southeast Asia. Oh, my God. Come on. Now, here's one of my favorite comments. Where's this fucking guy's thing here? Let me see here. Da, 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 da. Well, I do like this one. Agree, Scott. Islam doesn't agree with the modern Western world. It's Stone Age religion. I like to listen to a man called Douglas Murray on this subject. Well, I personally like, I always like Hitchens, and I like Sam Harris and Richard Dawkins. I like these guys. You know, they just happen to be atheists. but I like them because I think they speak sensibly, and they are very respectful. I mean, you know, Hitchens wasn't always respectful, but, you know, he called a spade a spade. And, you know, that's the way it should be. In my opinion, you know, if you can't carry on a conversation with somebody because you've got to worry about they're being offended all the time, and then they're going out and murdering people. I don't care if it's in Islam or Christianity or whatever it might be. It doesn't even have to be about religion. I mean, Jesus Christ, give me a break. If you can't even speak, then how civilized are you? You're not. So this guy's comment about it being a Stone Age religion, I think calling it a Stone Age religion is a bit harsh, although, I mean, I do agree, but I think that a better way to put it, probably a more appropriate way to put it, is that the religion is still immature, just as Christianity was several hundred years ago. You know, listen, I mean, you know, they're killing people because they thought they were witches in, what, the 1600s. I mean, come on. Now, fortunately, and you know, in some places they still might do that, but fortunately, over time, Christianity has matured. And I don't know a hell of a lot about religion, but I do know a few things. Okay. Now here's this other guy who he's followed me for a while, and I did, you know, I looked at his channel, and he's definitely followed some of my videos and everything, and I don't hold anything against this guy. So let's get that clear. If you're listening, he writes, "Love most of your videos and also enjoy your occasional tirades, but what the hell does this have to do with Bangkok or Thailand? I think most of your viewers would rather listen to you discuss things, letters, relating to the expertise you have of the country. Just saying, you're starting to sound like an American news channel. Give us more Oz the Israeli." Okay, first of all, I want to say something. And that is that when I started my channel, I didn't think I was an expert. I didn't think I was this or that. Because you know what? Honestly, I'm a very humble person. Now, you know, I'll tell you exactly what I think about my own particular skills. Whether if I think I have good skills in something, then I'll say I think my skills are good, or I think they're adequate, or I think they're okay. I mean, I try to be honest about myself. I don't try to be somebody who is, wants to puff their chest out. That's not me, okay? But when it comes to discussing things, letters relating to the expertise you have of the country. First of all, when I started the channel, the idea was that this was the life and times of an American in Bangkok. It's my life and my times. It has to do with how I live. That's what my channel is. Let me get that straight right now. That is what the channel's about. That's what it's always about. And because of guys like idiots, chowderheads like Oz the Israeli. And you know what? Oh, believe me, Oz, there's going to be a whole fucking chapter on you in my book. Because I'm writing about these guys who have written me. And while I try to be diplomatic in many instances, because I think that some guys, they just were trying to be nice guys. I think that Oz is a fucking idiot. Now, I got to say something about Oz. You know, I made 8 videos about him. Okay? And he wrote me again and said, "Scott, will you do another video? I need your help." And I said, "Oz, let me tell you something. I've done 8 fucking videos on you. I don't know why I did more than 1 or 2. Because frankly, I don't like to do these kind of videos. I think most of these men, they're fucking morons. They're chowderheads. They're momos. And I don't like associating with momos or chowderheads. However, it has been beneficial for me and my channel. I admit it. And it, you know, listen, when I get to go on a rant and I get to talk about people doing this or doing that or how they shouldn't do things, it's my genre, so to speak. It fits my personality. But the reason that I know about women, not only because I've been with more than a few here in Thailand and more than a few in the United States, I was a bit of a slut. And they weren't fat pigs either, and I wasn't fat. Nor did I have a belly. Okay, so let's get that straight. Let's get all that clear right up front. Okay, I didn't set out to make my channel a channel about giving advice on fucking women
or about men who want to hook up with women, good or prostitute. Good girl or prostitute, let's put it that way. Hey, I'm not, you know, I don't want to sound like I think that prostitutes are bad. I just think that men who end up in relationships with prostitutes, they can do better. They can start out better than just hooking up with some chick who's... I mean, I look at it, and let me put it to you very bluntly. I look at it like prostitutes are women who get come in and come on by numerous men. Now, personally, that's not what I want out of a woman that I'm in a relationship with. If anybody's going to do the coming in and coming on, it's going to be me. Because I don't want to be kissing her. And I'm thinking to myself, 2 hours ago, was she just getting, did she just get splooged on? That's not what I want. I never wanted that. You know, I mean, it's enough to go in and you know, you use them for what you want. And you don't kiss them. You don't get, you know, all lovey-dovey with you. You bang the hell out of them and you say, bye-bye, honey. Adios. And that's what you're paying for. The ability to say, adios. You got no ties on me, honey. I got no ties on you. Okay? So, you know, I want to be clear about that. This is not exactly what I want. Like I said before, and I've said it many times, is it's not my aspiration to deal with men like this. And somebody else wrote me the other day and said, oh, why don't you become a matchmaker? Why don't you, you know, hook good girls up with good guys? And you think I want to fucking deal with that shit? First of all, the guy that I went to Nepal with, this, you know, he's, I'm sure he'll listen to this video. And I'm not kissing your ass, pal. But I just want to say, you know, he's turned out to be a good friend and very insightful about my own personality. Because I don't have a lot of people who care enough or who are willing to give me shit or to tell me about how they view me. Which sometimes can be beneficial. Okay? Especially if I ask. But he said to me, he said, you know, listen, to me it seems like you do this because, well, first of all, the photography that I do, the writing that I do, wherever the writing may end up, whether it's in a magazine or in a book or a newspaper, whatever it's been, most of the time it's been because it's an artistic endeavor, that maybe I'm an artistic person, especially with photography. It's an outlet for me. And videos are really no different. Now, when all these people started writing me and asking me questions about women, like Oz, you know, I tried to be nice. That's the bottom line. I tried to help them as men. But like a guy like Oz, there is no fucking help. He's a fucking moron. He's a chowderhead. And he's a cheap cunt to boot. Okay? I'll put it that way. Let me just put it that way. He's a cheap cunt. Which doesn't surprise me. So Oz, if you're listening, you're a cheap cunt. And you know what I mean. You fuck. Okay? So anyway, so with this guy, oh, just say it. You're starting to sound like an American news channel. Oh, really? An American news channel? Fuck off. And I don't care if I am sounding like an American. I'm an American. The fuck don't you understand? You fucking idiot. I'm a fucking American. Sometimes I want to talk about things. You know what? Listen. How many fucking videos I got on this fucking channel now? I don't know. 500 and something. Okay? Where's my channel at? Let me see here. Does it tell me how many I got? I got 530 or 520 or something like that. Where the fuck's it at? I thought it told me. Well, I know it did tell me a bit. Anyway, I got enough videos. I got enough videos to where I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever the fuck I want. Because most of the time, what I want... has nothing to do, really what I want has to do more with what I think works as a video or podcast than opposed to what people want. I mean, I'm not just doing it just for you, I admit it, I'm doing it for me too. I do it for people, but I also do it for me because I think that, for whatever reason, I think it'll work. It's not because I think, oh, so-and-so will like that video or these people will like... I don't believe that. I just believe that sometimes I have the right to do to talk about whatever the fuck I want. And there's a lot more people who believe that than some of you know. Believe me. Which is what I'm talking about when I say about going back to the United States. You know, there are people who believe in me and believe in what I speak about and how I talk and blah, 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 blah. I could go on and on and on and on, and I don't want to talk about it. But, since it's my channel, if you don't like it, don't watch. It's as simple as that. Okay? I'm an American. What do you expect? You expect me to, you know, if I'm going to talk about news, you expect me to be an Australian? You expect me to talk like a Brit? You expect me to talk like somebody else? I mean, I don't give a fuck. Really, it doesn't matter to me. Because I'm going to do what I want to do because it's my channel and I can. It's my artistic outlet. It's my way of expressing myself. It's my way of doing this. It's my way of doing that. And if you don't like it, well, I understand. I'm not saying I'm for everybody. I'm certainly not. You know, I mean, there's a couple of my mother's friends who have listened to my stuff and they're like, whoa, he used to be such a nice boy. Now he has such a foul mouth. You know, and I'm sure that in a way, you know, sometimes I think to myself, I bet if I... stopped having such a foul mouth that I could get more subscribers, more viewers, and probably earn more money because I'm more mainstream. But I don't want to be mainstream. I just want to be me. That's all I give a fuck about. I don't care about anything else, you know. So, you know, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. You see, for me... religion is something that if you don't keep it a personal, if you don't keep it personal, if you decide you want to go and preach and do this and do that and start, I mean, I get people, I got a guy yesterday writing to me telling me that he met the girl of his dreams and he prayed to get the girl of his dreams and then he found her and she helped him to stop alcohol and drugs and all this and it was all because of Jesus Christ. No, it wasn't because of Jesus Christ. You see, in my opinion, Jesus Christ had not... Where's Jesus Christ? Did you see him? Is he around? Oh, he's just a force. I forgot. Yeah. He's a force. He's a... You can't see him. He's everywhere. Right. Okay. I don't believe that, you see? And so I told him, okay, whatever you believe in, whatever makes you happy, that's all that counts. I don't believe in it. I mean, Jesus Christ didn't help you find the girl, and Jesus Christ didn't help you stop alcohol and drugs. You see, that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. Now, he's entitled to his opinion, which is, yes, he did. He helped me. Okay, good. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. Because it doesn't matter. You're not part of my life. It doesn't matter. You just made a comment. Okay, it's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. Say whatever you want. You know. But when you tell me that I can't say something about, you know, oh, you can't write about this. You can't write about it. You shouldn't write this. You ever think about doing this? About... I'm doing exactly what I want to do. What the fuck don't you understand? I write, I take photos, and I make videos, even though they're kind of crappy little videos. I'm working on getting better. I'm working on getting another video camera, which I desperately need. And I've got a lot of cool trips planned. And I will go. I plan about 10 trips, and I go on about 5 of them. Okay? I am going to go to the United States this year. My wife just applied for her visa, so that's a good thing. My kids don't have to apply for a visa because they're Americans and they got American passports. And while I'm there, I'm sure I'll travel around a little bit, whether it be outside of the United States or to another state or states. I'm sure I'll probably go, you know, I'll go to the Florida Keys or something. I don't know where I'll go. Who knows? I'm sure my parents were, you know, they're always coming up with cool little stuff to do, even if it's just, you know, going to a restaurant. I mean, you know, I don't care. It's just, I just want to have a good time and enjoy our time together. And then I'm supposed to go to Ecuador, which I don't know, you know, that it hasn't been finalized yet, but there's a very good chance I could go, at least for 3 or 4 nights, maybe for longer. I really would like to go there. I want to go to Japan later this year because I want to look for camera equipment there. And believe it or not, I should be able to find quality cameras for used cameras, film cameras, for less than it would cost me to buy them in the United States or buy them elsewhere and have them shipped and have to pay duties and all that kind of stuff. I can just carry it in. So that's something. My buddy and I, the guy Chuck, who went to Nepal, we are talking about going to base camp in Everest, at Everest, which means that both of us need to get into better shape, which, by the way, you know, I lost a bunch of weight, and over the Christmas holiday, I gained probably 80% of it back, thanks to my wife, and, you know, my wife works in the... in a corporate atmosphere, and the people are constantly bringing in, you know, date cakes, or what is it, fruit cakes, and chocolates, and then she brings them home. I'm like, why the hell do you bring this shit home? I can't say no to chocolate, man. You know, I admit it. I got a weakness for chocolate. Fruit cake, it doesn't do much for me. I don't give a shit about it. I don't really like it. But, you know, I'm like, hey, stop bringing this stuff home. So finally she did. Now I gotta go and bust my ass again, and you know, I'm a little lazy now, I admit it. But you know, if I got something to work towards, it makes it a little bit easier. And I have been better with my diet, I'm sure that I'll be in good enough shape to go to the base camp of Everest. I'm really looking forward to that. That could be a great trip. There are some things that I'm doing, and that you know, could work out. Anyway, that's all I got. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. What else do I got to say? Choke D, lat chicken mai.